Okay, let's unpack this. We've got this amazing list here, really the best ways to handle, a seriously cold winter weekend in Omaha.
Right.
And we're not just listing things off. It's more like we're sitting down, planning out a really cozy, climate-controlled couple of days for you.
Yeah, like two locals figuring out how you can hit the highlights without freezing your socks off. That's the
Making
plan.
sure you see the good stuff, but like
Yep.
strategically. No unnecessary windshield scraping.
Exactly. So we pulled together these top-tier spots, the places locals actually go when it drops below freezing, and we try to map it out so it flows maybe 2 or 3 days.
And accessibility was key, right? Thinking about parking, clear hours.
Totally. Easy parking, knowing when they're open, and making sure things are spread out a bit. Downtown, Midtown, Axarbin, even West Omaha.
Yeah.
Not just one cluster.
Okay, good. So let's dive into what we're calling the essential indoor culture circuit. Like if it's really bitter out, that kind of day where you step outside and immediately regret it, we need a solid, warm place to start, right? For hours.
Absolutely. Got to have an anchor. And that for me has to be Omaha's Henry Dorley Zoo and Aquarium.
Okay, yeah. The zoo.
Now, I know what some people think, like zoo in the winter,
Yeah.
but honestly, it is a total winter here. You can spend almost the whole day inside comfortable.
Because of those huge indoor exhibits.
Exactly. We're talking the Lai Jungle, the aquarium, and especially the Desert Dome.
Yeah.
World-class stuff.
That desert dome, it's wild. Isn't it like the biggest one in the world or
That's
something?
the world's largest geodesic dome greenhouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Stepping inside, you've got these desert climates, tropical climates. You genuinely forget you're in Nebraska in
It's
January.
a total mood reset, a psychological escape, like you said.
It really is. And logistics-wise, it's pretty easy. Parking's right there.
Huh.
And the layout inside, it's like a loop. So you can plan, just to hit the domes if you're short on time, or make a whole day of it without constantly going in and out of the cold.
That efficiency matters when it's freezing. Okay, so we've got our jungle and desert fix. What about shifting gears towards history, but still indoors, obviously?
Right. For that, we're heading downtown. You
Yeah.
absolutely have to check out the Durham Museum. It's right there, near the old market.
Oh, the old train station, right. That building is incredible.
It is Union Station, the Art Deco design. I mean, the building itself is half the reason to go. It's
No.
just stunning.
And they have that old-fashioned soda fountain.
They do. Warming up with a malt there after seeing the exhibits on like regional
Yeah.
history, it feels very classic, very cozy, a perfect little culture break.
Nice. And then not too far from there is the Joslyn, right? Over in Midtown Dundee.
Yep, Joslyn Art Museum. And this is a huge plus for planning your weekend. They've redone a lot of galleries recently, and this is the kicker-free general admission.
Free. Okay, that changes things.
It totally does. Takes the pressure off. You can just pop in for an hour, see one section, and you don't feel like you wasted money. Makes it super flexible.
And parking's decent there too, usually.
Yeah, they have their own parking, so it's pretty stress-free getting in. Big win.
Okay, so Zoo, Durham, Joslyn. What's the last big cultural anchor?
Let's talk botanical. Lauritzen Gardens.
Ah, okay. Even in winter.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the outdoor gardens are snowy, but their indoor conservatory, it's like this burst of green life when everything outside is gray. It's kind of essential for your mental health in February, you know?
A green lung. I like that. Good description.
And again, easy logistics, free parking right off the interstate, easy to get to even if you're staying out west.
All right, so that covers the sort of look and learn cultural stuff. What about burning off some energy? Or maybe getting more hands-on?
Okay, yeah, good transition. Here's where it gets really interesting.
Because sometimes just looking at things isn't enough, right? You got to do something.
Exactly. So for hands-on science, great for kids, but honestly, fun for curious adults too. You've got the Kiewit Luminarium.
Right, that's down on the riverfront.
Yeah.
Relatively new.
Really innovative exhibits, lots to touch and play with, but crucial tip here. If you're going on a weekend, especially like a Saturday afternoon, book tickets ahead. Here.
Yeah, good to know. Gets crowded.
I can, yeah. So reserve online. If you miss out or if you have like really young kids, the Omaha Children's Museum is nearby too.
Yeah.
Also very interactive, lots of seasonal stuff.
Okay, good backup. Still got to deal with downtown parking for that one, though. Meter or garage time.
True. Now, if the main goal is just pure physical energy burning, like
Yeah.
you need to wear people out,
Yes, please.
then we probably look toward West Omaha. Parking's
Okay.
usually easier out there, for starters.
Okay, what's out west?
Topgolf.
Topgolf in the winter.
Yeah. I know it sounds weird, but they have heated hitting bays. It's like your own little warm bubble. Plus, they have food and drink service right there. It's actually a great group activity when it's cold.
Huh. Heated bays. Okay, that makes sense. Didn't realize that was a thing.
Oh, yeah, it's key. But again, weekend evenings. You probably want to reserve a bay ahead of time. It gets popular.
Got it. Reserve ahead seems to be a theme.
It is for the
Yeah.
popular spots on weekends, yeah. Now, if Topgolf isn't quite active enough or you want more variety,
Like climbing and jumping.
exactly. You've got places like Sky Zone, the trampoline park, or Urban Air Adventure Park. They have climbing walls, obstacle courses, that kind of stuff. All indoors, obviously.
Right. Good for restless kids or adults.
Or adults. And if you want something maybe a bit more focused on, like actual climbing, there's Approach Climbing Gym. They do bouldering, top roping, and even have intro classes if you've never done it before.
Okay, cool. Lots of active options.
Yeah.
Before we get to evening stuff, though, there's one more daytime spot we absolutely have to mention, right? Over in North Omaha.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Crucial. The Great Plains Black History Museum.
Yeah. Such an important place.
It really is. It's fantastic for learning about the regional history, the contributions of Black communities here on the plains. It's powerful stuff.
That's free admission, right?
Free admission, yeah. And usually easy to find street parking nearby. It's just a really worthwhile way to spend an afternoon and understand the city better.
Definitely. Okay, so that covers a lot of daytime ground. What about when the sun goes down? Thinking evening plans, maybe some culture, some food.
Right. Let's shift to evening. Downtown has some great performance venues, really grand ones.
Like the Orpheum for the big Broadway shows and stuff.
Exactly. The Orpheum Theater for those big touring productions. It's historic, really beautiful inside.
But what if you want something maybe a little more intimate?
Then you look at the Holland Performing Arts Center, also downtown. It's amazing for like concerts, jazz. The Omaha Symphony performs there. The acoustics are fantastic. It feels closer.
Okay, Orpheum for big shows, Holland for maybe symphony or jazz, good distinction. Now, parking for those, probably garages again.
Garages, yeah. And
Yeah.
they can fill up depending on the show. So
Yeah.
here's a planning tip.
Yeah.
If you want dinner before or after, but maybe want to avoid the immediate theater rush,
Yeah, where would you go?
head over to Exarban Village. It's a quick drive. The Interrail Food Hall is right
I know,
there.
the food hall, good call.
Yeah, it's perfect for groups. You know, everyone can get what they want. Lots of different vendors, cool central bar, super casual, easy.
Play, isn't Baxter Arena right there too for Uno games?
Yep. Baxter Arena is in Exarban. So you could catch a Mavs hockey game or basketball. Grab food at Interrail makes for a really easy, fun evening out.
Exarban's kind of a good little hub then. Food, sports.
It is now. If your ideal evening is more like quiet and cozy, maybe a movie.
Yeah. Not just a multiplex, though.
No. Check
Yeah.
out FilmStream's Dundee Theater. It's this beautifully restored old neighborhood cinema. They show art house films, classics. It's got a really nice vibe.
Oh, I like that. In the Dundee neighborhood.
Yep. And they have a little cafe too. Perfect for warming up before the film. Gives you a nice taste of that specific neighborhood feel.
Okay, that's a great option. Now, the elephant in the room for winter. What about ice skating? Like actual classic ice skating?
Yes. The ice factor. We have options, but you got to be diligent about checking schedules.
Okay, lay on me.
For the picture-perfect outdoor, maybe slightly romantic vibe, you've got the Riverfront Skate Ribbon downtown. It's super popular. Rentals right there.
But there's a catch, isn't there?
Huge catch. It's seasonal, obviously, but also highly weather-dependent. Like, if it's too warm or too snowy or too icy, it might be closed. You have to check the same-day schedule online before you even think about going.
Okay, outdoor skating, check website first, always. What about reliable indoor options?
For guaranteed ice time, you need the indoor rinks. There's Moylan Iceplex out west,
Okay.
and then there's Mauta McLean Ice Arena, which is more of a city-run rink down in South Omaha, a classic place.
But they have leagues and stuff, right? So you can't just show up whenever.
Exactly. That's the key for indoor rinks. They have hockey leagues, figure skating clubs. Public skate times can be really specific and change often. So again, check their website for the public skate schedule for the exact day you want to go.
Got it. Skating requires pre-planning no matter what. Check the schedules.
Pretty much. Okay, so we've covered a ton of places. What does this all mean for actually, like, putting the weekend together? Moving around.
Yeah, let's talk strategy, especially parking, because that seems different depending on where you are.
Totally different. Downtown, so the museums, the theaters, luminarium, you're mostly relying on parking garages or meters. And you absolutely need to factor in extra time if there's a big event. You're basically paying for the convenience of being right there.
Right. But out west, like for Topgolf or the Iceplex.
Generally much easier, usually big, free parking lots, surface lots. which is great if you're, you know, carrying skates or have a car full of kids and gear. Less hassle.
Good point. Okay, what about if you have like an extra half day or want a little escape from the city itself? Any decent winter day trips?
Yeah, there are a couple of really good short drives that still keep you mostly indoors or have good indoor components.
Okay.
First one is the Strategic Air Command and Aerospace Museum. It's out in Ashland, maybe 30 minutes from West Omaha.
Oh, the SAC Museum. Yeah, that place is huge.
It is. And perfect for winter because almost everything, these massive planes, spacecraft, it's all inside these enormous climate-controlled hangars. Seeing that scale indoors is really impressive, especially when it might be quieter in the winter.
Okay, cool. Good history and tech fix. What's the other option?
If you want a bit of nature, but maybe aren't up for a full-on snowy hike, Fontenelle Forest down in Bellevue.
Fontenelle Forest. What's there in winter besides cold trees?
Well, they have some great boardwalk trails that are easier to walk on, even with a little snow. But the key is their nature center. It's got really nice indoor exhibits, places to warm up, maybe see some local wildlife info. So you get a dose of nature without freezing the whole time.
Ah, okay. Boardwalks and an indoor center. That makes sense.
So just to quickly recap the neighborhood strategy for you,
Yeah, break it down.
downtown in the Old Market, that's your core for culture and energy, right? Durham Museum, Luminarium, the theaters. Midtown and Dundee,
Yeah.
think art, indie film, charming neighborhood feel.
Yes.
Joslyn Free, the Dundee Theater.
Okay.
And Exarban Village, that's your easy entertainment and food hub, Inner Rail Food Hall, Baxter Arena for sports,
Yeah.
centralized fun.
Perfect. So, really, the big takeaway here for you listening is that winter in Omaha doesn't mean hibernation.
Not at all.
It's actually a great time to explore all this amazing indoor culture, the family stuff, the cozy food spots,
Yeah.
because the city's kind of built for it, you
It
know?
really is. You just have to pick the right building, the right experience.
We covered world-class stuff, didn't we? Like the Zoos Dome, the SAC Museum scale, deep local history.
Yeah, the variety is pretty impressive when you lay it all out. And it shows that maybe Omaha's biggest winter advantage is just how much quality stuff is packed into these different accessible areas.
So, thinking about all these indoor worlds we've just talked about, tropical jungles, art museums, massive hangars, historic train stations, here's something to chew on.
How much of this incredible indoor variety, this deep local culture that thrives when it's freezing out, how much of that is actually a direct, maybe even strategic result of designing a city that has to function and even thrive through 6 months of really harsh plains weather? Makes you think, doesn't it?